The CDC has released an official statement to the general populace of the United States of America, asking that any non-certified individuals remain indoors at all costs. Avoid any suspicious characters and report it to the hotline provided. May God save us.
Day number one, end of the world, fun's just begun, run. The apocalypse has a certain smell, let me tell ya, it's not well. I shouldn't be laughing, but this stuff's funny. Oh my god, this isn't funny. People are dying, people are not. The world is ending, what a thought. Just saw some guy eat another guy's leg, that's not okay. It's not okay, that's not okay. Holy crap, this isn't okay. Everything's fine, put on a smile and just survive, no need to cry. The world's not ending, it's adapting, don't say goodbye, try not to die. Pick yourself up and run, don't forget it's still day number one. Who would have thought that the world would end like this? Grandma's come back to life and not for a kiss. There's something about it that feels so right. But also all of my friends are dead, so I guess it's not fine. Day number two, at least doomsday gives you something to do. True, when the world is ending, there's something about it that seems so true. Like, everything is so brand new, cause there's no people and the sky is blue. I made a few friends and they're brand new too. Think there's something that we can do. This is Jerry, he's a jerk. Showed up first, hit our new reserve. It's really just my house, but Jerry showed up and now it's the house. Okay, but like, really? It's the end of the world and you could name our safe haven anything and you just call it the house? Like, ugh, come on, Jerry, you're lacking in the creativity department. Sometimes, I wish a zombie would just come up and rip a chunk out of Jerry's smug looking. The end of the world is finally here. I guess the best option is to cower in fear. Well, maybe there's something that we could do. But then again, it's just day number two. Days 3 through 6, we fought a few zombies and found cake mix. 7 through 15, the cake mix was missing and everybody blamed the kids. 16 through 20, we saved some money, but then we realized paper money is useless in a world without a government, so we burned all of it. Day number 21, we found the cake mix and met someone. This was exciting, cause we haven't seen anyone since day number one. Who could it be? How could we know? Can we trust them? Are they friend or foe? Suddenly we're both overjoyed and terrified. What if they're storing some kind of evil surprise? If we had to fight them, would we stay or run? We haven't been this scared since day number one. Since day number one.